Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. This is the Prosperity Intuitive Reading for October 2022. I'm pulling cards from a deck I created for money manifestation. And if you haven't already, go back and listen to the other shows in this series. There'll be 10 that are all for the month of October. And then if you really want to have some fun, go back and listen to the shows that I posted for at the end of August and at the end of July, because I went through recently and just looked at what the titles were, and it's amazing how much I saw so much of those messages show up in my own life. So they're quite accurate. So the next message is for October is there is always a way. There is always a way. This message comes up when you are locked into one way of thinking, and then if things aren't going exactly the way you thought they were, all is lost. No, there's always a way. Or giving up because you think, oh, it's not going to happen. No, there's always a way. And rooted in there is always a way is faith. So Spirit is giving you this message so that you approach everything related to your finances, related to money, related to the way you spend, the way you save, the way you earn, the way you invest, even your debt, from the perspective of there is always a way. There's always a way to receive your truest desire. So don't quit right before the finish line. Don't get so locked into a story that you're inflexible and you miss your blessing. Because while being clear about our truest desire and taking the action that we know to take and putting together a bit of a plan, that's all really helpful in helping you manifest the desires of your heart. But you must leave room for the mystery of Spirit and flexibility. So it doesn't mean you can't have what you want. It just means that you have to be open to all the possible ways it can flow to you. It doesn't mean you need to do more work. It doesn't mean you need to run around like a chicken. It just means you need to hold the energy that there are infinite possibilities and that there is always a way. Because if you stay rooted in that, any adjustments you need to make to your plan, any wisdom that shows up that can support you in achieving your goal, you're going to be far more receptive to it than if you're just locked into it has to be this way, if it doesn't go this way. Because if you think about it, that locked in type of way of being is rooted in lack. It's rooted, oh, I don't have enough time. If it doesn't go this way, I've already spent this. I can't do this. It doesn't leave any room for just being human, right? So just hold the belief that there is always a way. If there's something you said you were going to do, and maybe all the pieces haven't shown up so you can do it in the timing that you wanted to do it in, return to there is always a way. Because I promise you, if you lean into it and you don't give up, and you believe that there is a way, then the way will be made. In miraculous and wonderful ways possible, you know? It's just kind of amazing everything in my life where I lean into there's always a way. I'm like, really, God, that's the way you want to do it? That's so cool. Like, it's never nearly as hard as we think, as long as we hold the perspective of there is always a way. And in that, my spirit guides are jumping in before I wrap, that when you hold the belief that there is always a way, which is rooted in faith. Essentially, this is a faith message. Then heavenly hands can show up to support you. But if you're telling yourself, oh, there are only a few ways and it can only go this way, and if it doesn't go exactly like this, then you cut off all of the heavenly support that makes the whole process really easy. So root into there is always a way. Root into your faith and take action, take action, take action. This is not a message about like waiting on God. This is about moving in the direction of your desired result consistently. And then you can see all the heavenly hands show up. It's quite fun. I can giggle about it because every time I root into there's always a way, I'm like, oh, God, I wouldn't have thought of that. That's so good, right? Gosh, it makes being a human being, having, you know, or a spiritual being having a human experience, it makes it all really fun when we root into there is always a way. So there is always a way. There's always a way. There is always a way. All right. I'll have, I believe there'll be 7 more messages for October. Thank you so much for listening to this show. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Please consider my services at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take a look at that massive result intuitive coaching package. Thank you so much. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.